In the office, Pete was waiting with Mrs. Tyndall, the camp director.
Cat, these were found in your locker,
said Mrs. Tyndall. She put the pack of cigarettes and the lighter on the desk.
Are they yours?
No, they're not mine,
said Cat.
I found them under the deck at the boat shed. I brought them up to give to Pete, but then the fire alarm rang.
Why didn't you mention this after the fire chief's talk?
Asked Mrs. Tyndall.
I wanted to, Mrs. Tyndall,
said Cat.
But I didn't know how to convince you it was true. I worried that you'd think I was just making excuses.
I want to believe you, Cat, but I think we need to speak to your mother. I know she has a busy day at the hospital, so I'll call her after work. Please come back to the office at 5:30 p.m. before dinner,
said Mrs. Tyndall. Cat left the office in tears.
It's so unfair,
she thought.
I was just trying to do the right thing.
Cat ran to find her friends and told them all about it.
That's crazy, Cat. We all know you would never smoke. And that lighter sounds just like one Uncle Fred has. He's in the army and he got it in Iraq,
said Jay. Just then, Pete came in.
I believe you too, Cat. I have a great sense of smell, and if you were a smoker, I'd know. We just have to find out who left those cigarettes there,
he said. Cat felt a lot better. At least Pete and her friends were on her side. Later, Jay went off to find Pete again.
Pete, can you take a photo of that lighter with my cell phone? I'm going to find out whose it is.
Pete thought for a minute. Then he unlocked his desk drawer and took the photo. Jay went around the camp showing everybody the picture of the lighter. But nobody knew whose it was. At lunch, Cat was in tears again.
I'm going to have to go home. I'll miss all of summer camp,
she cried. Jay went to look for paper napkins. As he walked past Jimmy, the cook, he smelled cigarette smoke.
Jimmy, is this your lighter?
Asked Jay. Jimmy looked at the photo.
No, it's not mine, but I know whose it is. It belongs to Adam, the kitchen hand. He got it from his uncle who is in Iraq. He loves that lighter. He'll be happy to get it back.
Maybe not,
said Jay, and he ran to tell Pete. The police arrived and talked to Adam. Then they took him to the police station to charge him. Adam was in big trouble.
Oh, Jay, thank you. You really saved me,
said Cat. Jay felt happy that he had found out the truth. He was especially glad that Cat was able to stay with a group at Camp Pine. Later, down at the lake, the friends were having fun in the canoes. Courtney came to the lake on her own.
I just wanted to tell you that I'm sorry,
she said to Kat.
I always believed you. I was just scared of Laura.
Forget it, Courtney. It's okay,
said Kat.
Speaking of Laura, there she is.
Laura paddled up in a canoe with Zach and Emma.
Hey, losers! Last team to the other side sits at the front of the bus!
She shouted.
Courtney, get in, quickly! Come on, let's beat them!
Said Cat. And they did, by a whole canoe length. It had been a great summer, but now it was time to leave Camp Pine. Cat had tears in her eyes as she said goodbye to Pete.
Thank you for believing me, Pete,
she said.
It would have been so horrible to be sent home for something I didn't do.
Hey, Cat, no need to cry. Look, it's raining. Did you make that happen with those tears?
They both laughed. A soft, steady rain started to fall on the dry land. Camp Pine would turn green again after the fire, ready for them next year and another great summer.